You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
A Friday edition of You Better You Bet. Mark Malusis in for Nick Costos. Ken Barkley, of course. And I want to remind you that BetQL and Odyssey.com have partnered up for the best sports betting coverage around. You can get BetQL. Go to BetQL.com. Enter code Costos at checkout for 15% off any subscription. BetQL helps sports bettors of all types, from the first-time bettor to the hardcore, make more informed betting decisions using data and real-time analytics. BetQL's algorithms analyze over 350,000 unique bet types every year in real time to help you give you an edge over the sports books. So go to BetQL.com. Love it. Check it out. Enter code Costos, K-O-S-T-O-S, at checkout for 15% off any subscription. As we kicked off the program here on this Friday, talking about Ken Barkley's amazing run at Mohegan Sun 10 years ago. That's why he's wearing the North Face jacket. Yep. 43,000 at the roulette table over the course of a two-day span. Amazing. Fantastic. What a run. I mean, it is crazy. When you said that, I was staggered because I played a lot of roulette in my life. I really am. And it usually ends up being a losing proposition, or you walk away with some money. Right. Yeah, or you walk away with some money. But to go on that kind of a run at roulette, 43K. That's really, really impressive. Again, a lot to get into. We'll get into some NFL win totals here in a little bit. But interesting news around the association, and that being out in Los Angeles with the Lakers. And that is that Anthony Davis is clear to return to on-court activities, to return to a game yet to be determined for Anthony Davis. But LeBron James, according to their head coach, Frank Vogel, will soon be right behind. So James has been dealing with that high ankle sprain that he suffered a long time ago, but he's been out a while. What about the Lakers now with the idea of looking at futures bets and looking at where they are to win a championship? The defending champs won in the bubble last year down in Orlando, beat the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals, best defensive team a year ago, made some adjustments this offseason. But now, potentially with the return of Anthony Davis, still to be determined when he'll return into an NBA game, and also LeBron James, how would that affect you if you're a futures player in the NBA looking at a championship contender?
I think the part of the problem with the news from just a futures standpoint, so for people who are curious, Lakers updated price to win the West plus 175 at Bet Rivers, updated price to win the title plus 350. This is pretty in line with what they've been basically everywhere the entire season up to this point, say since, I don't know, February, basically January, maybe January is probably a better guess. After like the first 2 to 3 weeks of the season, there's like a settling process where we realized Brooklyn was really good. We realized a couple other teams were less good, like Miami. I think the problem is the market never got fooled, I guess would be the right way to put it. You know, the market was always pricing the Lakers like this was going to happen. Lakers have always been the favorite to win the West. That's never changed. At no point the entire season, basically. The Clippers, I think, were alongside them for a really short amount of time early in the season. But, I mean, besides that, they've always been the favorite to win the West. And they've always been, you know, among the favorites to win the title. They've either been the favorite or they've been the co-favorite along with Brooklyn. And this news doesn't really change that. So I think the problem is, if you're just somebody who likes betting futures, maybe don't like betting games, this news doesn't help you, really. The news that would have helped you would have been something unexpected. So Davis or LeBron not going to come back until the playoffs would have been a piece of information that would have kind of upset the futures market, I think. You know, LeBron unclear if he will be back by round one would have been a piece of information that would have helped you, I think, if you were a futures better. The idea that these guys are going to be back and the team's going to be kind of locked and loaded, you know, with 3 weeks to spare until the postseason starts, actually kind of means these prices were always correct, right? It means that the Lakers probably aren't going to be in the play-in tournament. There was a period of time where we thought that was possible. Seems unlikely. Dallas is in the toilet. Portland's not playing very well. And the Lakers are just hanging on for dear life here, basically. And I think they're going to get out of this. I think they're going to be in the 4-5 game. And, you know, to their benefit, they get probably Denver without Murray in the first round, which is just insane to think about. Everything's kind of broken their way. And so if you have a team that's been listed as the favorite the entire season, and everything is kind of now broken their way, those two things just kind of match. You know what I mean? Like, there isn't a valuable bet there necessarily. It would really be like, do we start to see the Lakers price drop a little bit, even a little bit, as once we get more news about LeBron, we need to know when he's coming back, ideally right after Davis, if you're a Lakers fan. Okay, both of them start coming back and the team starts really looking like something and their price goes down. That's where, if you do like somebody else, if you like the Clippers, which I think is a team that a lot of people have talked about recently because they're playing pretty well, and we're getting closer to the postseason. If you like Utah because of the regular season accomplishments, or you like Phoenix for the same reason, then maybe that's the time to get in on those teams. If you like those teams, that's really the only like pivot point here. Like, the Lakers price ain't going anywhere with this news. They're going to stay the favorite, and they should be. So it's tough moves because it's really seismic news. Like, it matters.
Yeah.
It's the best team getting their co-best player back and probably getting their other co-best player back after that. But it doesn't necessarily creating a betting opportunity despite being such like a monster announcement.
Right. I get it. So did the market ever react to the uncertainty of James and Davis? Was there any point, Ken, when you were looking at the futures markets where there was a time where you would be in an advantageous position if you were willing to take a bet on the Lakers on the idea of, I'm getting good value, I'm going to bet on the fact that Davis and LeBron both will get back, this is too good of a price on the Lakers?
There was never really that point, to be honest. And the prices varied a little bit, but really the only thing that's changed the Lakers' price the entire season. I mean, you would think, well, like LeBron, like significant injury, going to be out for a really long time. Davis, you know, significant injury, and he never really played up to his talent level in the entire regular season. Like, these should be monstrous things. And I said market was never fooled. All I mean by that is just, like, if you wanted to be like, okay, well, everyone probably thinks the Lakers are done, but I think they're actually going to win. Like, that never materialized. Everyone thinks the Lakers, for each day and forever, you never reached a point where the market turned on the Lakers and decided to back, you know, Phoenix or Utah or the Clippers with such, you know, great amount of money that the Lakers became an advantageous bet. So it never really happened. The only thing that's made the Lakers a more valuable bet, honestly, and it's not by a lot in the last like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, is Brooklyn being awesome. Like, that's really the only thing that's shifted the odds in any meaningful way, because the Lakers were, I was expecting them to be the favorite the entire season coming into the year when we were at like Christmas time and New Year's and all that kind of stuff. But that hasn't happened, obviously, because of the injuries. So the only thing that's really changed the odds is kind of like how much everyone likes Brooklyn. That's basically the only thing that's changed. That's made a much bigger adjustment over the past 2 months, 3 months since the Harden trade than anything with the injuries, because I think, you know, you can feel smart sometimes when these things happen and you're like, oh, I'm such a genius. Like, I knew they would be back by the playoffs. I knew that this would all be okay. Yeah, except the problem is everyone was thinking the same way. Everybody thought the same way. And so there wasn't really ever a valuable bet to be had. So I think, you know, all that this means is that it kind of justifies the Lakers, you know, perception in the market as being the favorite still.
Right. And I think that perception is real, right? When you look at the Lakers, as long as Davis and James are on the court, I think they have the utmost confidence that the Lakers are going to be the team to beat in the Western Conference. And you're right with this news. There was a thought process of maybe they were going to be in that play-in tournament, and they are not. I guess the adjustment, if you are, such a Lakers supporter and you look at the Brooklyn Nets, and the interesting thing when you look at the Brooklyn Nets, Ken, is that, you're going to get James and Davis back on the court before the end of the regular season, you would believe, right? So you would think. You might not get, right now, if you're a Brooklyn Net fan and if you are a Brooklyn Net backer, if you bet into their futures, well, I mean, it's really kind of sight unseen because aside from seven games this year, you are in all likelihood not going to see Harden, Kyrie, and Durant on the court at the same time until probably the playoffs. I mean, I think that's what you're looking for right now with Brooklyn. Now, we've seen it for seven games. We know how good Harden was when he was playing MVP level before he went to the hamstring injury. You know, we all know how good Kevin Durant is. Kyrie Irving the other night played really, really well against the Philadelphia 76ers. It was Kyrie and his band of merry men. But when that game got close late, he was still out of the game for Steve Nash. So if you're it's more a case of the Nets outside of seven games, the Nets in theory with these three together, we know how great all of them are individually. But if you're a Lakers supporter, you might be able to take advantage for that very fact of saying, well, I know what LeBron and Anthony Davis are. I know LeBron, it's championship or bust for James. You know, I like Schroeder. I like where this team is right now. As long as those two guys are on the court together, I know what I'm getting the Lakers. With the Brooklyn Nets, even though we've seen them for just seven games, you're not really going to know what they're going to be like come playoff time until the playoffs begin.
Sure. I think that's a fair point. The pushback to the first part of that is sort of something along the lines of, well, the playoffs are so long and you have so many games to figure out what you're going to be. If you think the ceiling of the three Nets players is better than Davis and James, like you have time for them to kind of figure it out. I guess that's
fair.
That'll be there. I mean, that's more just me kind of like a straw man. Basically, like, I don't actually feel like that. But I think that would be kind of the argument in that situation is that, I mean, and it's Harden is really the one we're talking about because Durant and Kyrie are going to play tonight. They're playing Charlotte. And both guys are expected to play, but Harden's obviously been out with his hamstring injury. So I think, when it comes to like why one is priced ahead of the other and which one should you back and like what are we going to end up seeing? I think the other reason Brooklyn's price is lower is the more information that we've gained about the Eastern Conference, the more we kind of understand that there are really three good teams in the Eastern Conference. And I still think everyone expects Brooklyn to be the number one seed at the end of the season. And if that's the expectation and that's the projection, then Philly and Milwaukee have to play each other and Brooklyn never has to play anybody. And that's, it's really just, think about what the series prices would be on the path to get there. So this isn't really, definitely don't look at the market if you're out there or whatever. Don't look at the NBA futures market and be like, oh, market thinks Brooklyn's better than the Lakers. Like that's not even close to what's happening. What's happening is that Brooklyn is going to be like literally minus 50,000 to win their first series. Depending on who they get, they will be a significant favorite over a team like Boston in the second round. If they're the one, this is all if they're the one. And then they will play probably Philly in the conference finals. I feel like I'm going to end up betting Philly in that series because Brooklyn will probably be, I don't know, like 58% to win that series or something, maybe 60%. Depends on how they've looked up to that point, probably with all three guys playing together. If no Harden, then kind of all bets are off. But that, think about that road. I mean, walkover, terrible version of Boston, who people will talk themselves into, but probably can never win. And then Philly, Brooklyn will be a pretty good favorite over them. That's the path for Brooklyn. Path for Lakers is, I mean, still like the price against Denver won't be crazy because those Davis and LeBron won't have played together that much. And then it's at Utah and probably at Clippers is probably the most likely path at that point. And that's three series. I mean, really, especially the second two on the road against the two best teams in the conference up to that point. I mean, that sounds a lot different than Brooklyn's path. So, market wise, the market is definitely not saying Brooklyn is better than LA. It's literally just probably about most likely path once they get to the playoffs. And
right. Easiest path to get there.
Price. Yep.
Right. Easiest path to get there. And it's a considerably easier path for the Brooklyn Nets than it is the Los Angeles Lakers. When you look at it, I mean, I still have a hard time. I mean, Lakers, Clippers, Western Conference Finals would be fascinating. I have a hard time still looking at the Utah Jazz, even with all the success they've had in the regular season, that they would beat a healthy LeBron and Anthony Davis, in a big time playoff series out West. Ken, the other thing you have to factor in with Brooklyn is not only the scarcity of games together, but also the factor of the prone to injury when you look at Kevin Durant. I mean, so could also change the perspective, because who knows what you get with Kevin Durant. The other night I was bothered by the fact that he couldn't play back-to-backs after taking on Minnesota. The very next night they're taking on Philadelphia. I mean, the very fact is that he's not playing in that game because they didn't want to have him play back-to-back games, and it was just Kyrie Irving. So health is also an issue when you look at the Brooklyn Nets too, and you look at those future markets.
Yeah, 100%. I'll be honest. Like, I just, you know, I check the future markets every day because I'm just curious. NBA, they move glacially. I mean, they literally like just don't move every day. But I'm always kind of curious, you know, is there a valuable bet to make right now? I don't think so. I've always felt like Philly just continually gets be kind of disrespected in a lot of places. I know they're like around 4-1 everywhere basically right now to win the Eastern Conference. I always feel like they could be the one just as easily as Brooklyn. I kind of like them against Brooklyn for a lot of reasons. So that's kind of the bet for me. And then the only other thing that's kind of worth mentioning from a future standpoint, Utah's playing right now afternoon basketball. Welcome to the 2021 season. They're hosting the Pacers, and Rick just put in our chat that Donovan Mitchell, lower leg injury, helped to the locker room. So that's the team that's projected to be the number one seed. And we'll obviously wait for an update on his status. And that is something that could definitely affect the futures market.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and that's something that we'll keep monitoring here on You Better You Bet. Per Woj, lower leg injury, help to the locker room, not a good sign for the Utah Jazz or for Donovan Mitchell. It's a Friday edition of You Better You Bet. Mark Melusis in for Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, of course. We'll get into some NFL win totals. We'll do that next right here on the BetQL Audio Network.